I won't lie and say I wasn't happy. I was finally getting married. I mean, I did love Victor. But I also felt something else. Relief. It's as if a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. The lies, Mandla, the baby. I could just put it all behind me and focus on being Mrs. Ngobo. The other Mrs. Ngobo, at least.
I'm so happy for you, my child. Your big day is finally here.
Me too, Ma. It's really happening.
Now you know you have to go there and represent us well. And don't do anything that will make the Ngobos call us and demand their lobola back.
Ma, don't start.
No, you need to hear this. It's important that you know your duties as a wife. Your life is not just your own now. You have a husband and hopefully soon some kids. It's a lot of responsibility.
Ma, I'm not even thinking ngaloko right now. I just want to get through this day. Where's my makeup artist, Foot?
Don't worry, she's on her way. We are still on time.
And my veil? I need to make sure it fits.
Zinzi.
What?
You can't wear a veil.
What do you mean, Manje? It came with the dress.
Well, yes, but a veil is for...
For what?
For women who haven't bore children.
Oh, okay.
But don't worry. You'll still be just as beautiful and people can see your face as you walk down the aisle, ne?
Yeah, sure.
Sihlangane ngawe lapho Dumzoko.
Hello?
Hi.
Shouldn't you be at the wedding?
Yeah, ngisendleleni. I just wanted to give you a call and check on you.
I'm fine. I guess as well as I can be with my husband about to marry another woman.
Ngiyakuzwa, mama. But are you sure you don't want to come? Angifuni uzizwe ngazuthi you excluded.
This has nothing to do with me, Victor. I know my place.
Okay, well, I guess I'll call you later.
Rather don't. Go and enjoy your day with your new wife.
Come in.
They said I might find you here.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't need this right now. Ufuna nilawin.
I don't know, to be honest.
Mandla, we can't do this. I'm not going to change my mind.
But this isn't what you want.
Says who? You've known me for 2 seconds and you think you know what I want.
Look me in the eye and tell me this is what you want. And I'll go away.
Mm.
You can't, can you?
Mandla, this isn't a movie. This little boy meets girl thing you want to do isn't going to happen. Best you move on and forget about it.
What if I can't? I'm going to stop this wedding.
We both know you won't.
What makes you so sure?
Because whatever feelings you have for me are no match to how much you fear obabwako. See?
At least let me taste your lips one more time.
Slindowen, we need to get going.
I have to go. Goodbye, Mandla. One step in front of the other is what my mother would always say. One step in front of the other. I stood at the entrance and took a deep breath and then I walked towards the rest of my life.
One step in front of the other.
We are gathered here today to celebrate the very special love of Zinzi and Victor by joining them in marriage.
Aw, semuhle mafuya wami, mponde kandloluthi.
You don't look too bad yourself.
Marriage is a public declaration of love and the joining of two souls in front of God. If there's anybody here who has a reason as to why these two people should not be joined together in holy matrimony, speak now or forever hold your peace. It seems this union is blessed by all present before us today. Do you, Victor, take Zinzi to be your lawfully wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poor, in sickness and in health, until death do you part?
I do.
And do you, Zinzi, take Victor to be your lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for rich or for poor, in sickness and in health, until death do you part?